Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 5th. You'll be interested to know. 92 years ago, today, in 1933, Congress in the States ratified the 21st Amendment, ending prohibition and restoring legal beverage alcohol sales across the nation. This restored personal freedoms, revived hospitality industries, and allowed governments to tax and regulate alcohol, helping economic recovery and reshaping American social life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean, with waves around 2 feet. Conditions stay steady with offshore winds at 3 miles per hour through the morning. By midday, waves drop to 1 to 2 feet as the wind shifts sideshore at 2 miles per hour. Expect onshore winds increasing to 7 miles per hour later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 12 p.m. with the 3-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 17 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 7.5 feet at 8:30 a.m., followed by a -2-foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday offers consistent 2-foot clean conditions with light winds throughout the day. Sunday sees a slight drop to 1 to 2 feet with fair conditions as winds pick up in the afternoon. Monday continues the trend with 1-plus-foot waves, but choppy conditions develop later, making Saturday the standout day for surf this period. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 41 degrees with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 65 and a light north-northeast wind around 5 to 10. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low around 46 and a gentle north-northeast breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with a high near 62 and a south breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday and Monday trend warmer, with highs rising to about 65 on Sunday and near 72 on Monday, with mostly clear nights in the mid-50s. Tuesday stays sunny with highs near 74 and overnight lows around 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, at $27 each, they might be LA's most expensive tamales, but are they worth it? Growing up in Whittier, tamales have always been part of my identity, from local bakeries to family gatherings. In Venice, Chef Carlos Rojas offers a lamb neck tamal that uses lighter masa and is enriched with braising liquid, combining sweet and savory elements. Though the price may surprise some, one tamal is meant to be shared, and its unique flavors make it a worthy splurge. At KOMAL in South LA, the chuchito, taking more than 22 hours to prepare, showcases authentic Guatemalan heritage through heirloom corn masa and tender pork. Now on to sports. Jahmyr Gibbs ran 3 touchdowns, the last a 13-yarder with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left, sealing the Detroit Lions' much-needed 44-30 win over the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night. The Lions, with a record of 8 wins and 5 losses, avoided losing consecutive games for the first time in more than 3 years as they aim for a playoff berth. Coach Dan Campbell praised the team's effort, stating, "We played our best game that we played all year." Dallas fought hard, but despite their three-game winning streak, they struggled against the Lions' explosive offense. Gitz contributed significantly with 7 catches for 77 yards and 43 yards rushing on 12 carries. In local sports, the Rams aim to stay atop the National Football Conference West when they face division rival Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Veteran quarterback Matthew Stafford is determined to move past last week's turnover-filled loss to the Carolina Panthers. The Rams, with a record of 9 wins and 3 losses, are in a tight race with the Seattle Seahawks, also 9 wins and 3 losses, and the San Francisco 49ers, who are 9 wins and 4 losses. Stafford emphasized his focus on preparing the team, stating, "I just know that I have another challenge in front of me." The Cardinals, struggling with a record of 3 wins and 9 losses, will aim to play spoiler after being eliminated from playoff contention. In top news, scientists have discovered how to potentially eliminate the world's deadliest infectious disease, tuberculosis. By turning off the genetic switch to its respiratory system, researchers found that Mycobacterium tuberculosis cannot survive without the PRRABE system. When PRRABE was inhibited, the bacteria shut down and a drug called diarylthiazole 48 became more effective against it. Tuberculosis has seen a resurgence in the United States and remains an epidemic in many regions. The research team aims to use these findings to develop targeted therapies that could make tuberculosis vanish, much like smallpox. In business news, Warner Bros. Discovery has entered exclusive negotiations for a deal to sell its studios and HBO Max streaming business to Netflix, a move that would dramatically reshape the entertainment and media industry, according to people familiar with the matter. This development follows the latest round of bids for the media company, which owns Superman and HBO Max. Paramount and Comcast have also been pursuing Warner Bros. Discovery. All three companies submitted sweetened offers this week, with Netflix reportedly presenting a mostly cash bid. Updates will follow as news develops. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 6% for the week to $92,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $3,200. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Chicago Tribune has filed a lawsuit against the AI search engine Perplexity, alleging copyright infringement. The lawsuit, filed in a federal court in New York, claims Perplexity is using Tribune content without permission. The Tribune's lawyers contacted Perplexity in mid-October, asking about the use of its content. Perplexity's response indicated it does not train models with Tribune work, but it may receive non-verbatim factual summaries. However, the Tribune argues that Perplexity is delivering content verbatim. Additionally, the lawsuit calls out Perplexity's retrieval augmented generation as a key issue. Perplexity has not responded to the lawsuit or requests for comment. Entertainment news. Sony Pictures is working on a fifth film in the Men in Black franchise, tapping Chris Bremner, the writer of Bad Boys for Life, to draft the script. It remains unclear if Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones will reprise their iconic roles as Agent J and Agent K. Bremner's involvement may appeal to Smith, who starred in both Bad Boys films. Sony previously attempted a reboot with Men in Black International, which grossed $253.9 million, against a budget exceeding $100 million. Overall, the franchise has collectively grossed more than $1.9 billion. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "Freedom cannot be bestowed, it must be achieved." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.